继续早上来一起学习新约简介。
And we are going to continue on our class from this morning about the introduction of the New Testament.
圣经分作旧约跟新约。
And the New Testament is.
圣经分作旧。
Oh, so the Bible is separated into the Old Testament and New Testament.
那新约跟旧约的分界就是主耶稣。
And so the separation between the Old Testament and the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
那旧约这个约是在西乃山定的。
And the Old Testament, the covenant was made at Mount Sinai.
以色列人要遵守神的律法，然后就要接受他们做的使命。
And the Israelites had to follow the law so that they could become God's chosen people.
那新约是在十字架上完成的。
And the New Testament, the New Covenant is completed by the cross.
耶稣说成了，这就是救恩完成。
And when Jesus Christ said that it is finished, that is when it was completed.
受洗就是跟主耶稣立约。
And when we are baptized, we are making a covenant with Jesus Christ.
新约是主耶稣钉十字架后开始。
And so the new covenant is.The New Testament begins after Jesus Christ is crucified.
那旧约是影子，新约是实体。
And the Old Testament is a shadow, and the New Testament is the reality.
所以旧约很多的预言，主耶稣的降生。
So in the Old Testament, there are many prophecies about the birth of Jesus Christ.
像看到影子。
Like looking at a shadow.
那新约主耶稣降生就看到。
And in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ is born, we can see his body.
那旧约神应许亚伯拉一块地。
And in the Old Testament, God promised Abraham a piece of land, which is a land of milk and honey.
那亚伯拉罕到了那块地以后。
And when Abraham went to that land,
他向往更美的家乡。
He wanted an even a more beautiful home, which is in heaven.
所以整个旧约的历史就是这一块地为中心。
And the whole Old Testament is focused on this piece of land.
后来以色列百姓在雅各带领下进到埃及地。
And after through Joshua. Through Jacob. Oh, sorry.Through Jacob, the Israelite people went into Egypt.
那雅各神把他改名叫以色列。
And God changed Jacob's name to Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
And it means that he is the prince.
Prince of God.
Prince of God.
那要出埃及，要回到神给他们那块地。
So they will have to leave Egypt to go back to the land that was given to them by God.And later on, because they worship idols,
那没有守戒,
they did not keep the laws.
所以这块地, 他就从这块地被赶出去。
So they were cast away and sent to exile from this piece of land.
那被赶又再回来。
And later on, were returned.
那新约就是旧约历史的属灵的解释。
And so the New Testament is the spiritual explanation of the Old Testament.
所以新约我们是神的选民。
So in the New Testament, we are God's chosen people.
要承受神给亚伯拉罕那块地。
And we are going to have the land that God has given to Abraham.
是属灵的。
The spiritual.
就是主耶稣来宣称神的道。
And that is how, and when Jesus Christ came to proclaim the kingdom of heaven.
那我们怎么能够来继承亚伯拉罕神给他的？
So how can we fulfill the covenant given to Abraham?
就是加拉太书说借着主耶稣。
And in Galatians, it tells us that it's through Jesus Christ.
受洗就是归入主耶稣。
So when you are baptized, you become a part of it.
哦、那归入主耶稣吗
？You become a part of Jesus Christ.
那哦，就是主耶稣的啊，主子孙啊。
And we become His children, His descendants.
啊，借着主耶稣就连到亚伯拉罕。
And through Jesus Christ, we are related to Abraham.
所以神给亚伯拉罕来应许那块地，今天就跟他们有份。
So we are have an inheritance in the land that was given to Abraham.
啊，所以旧约跟新约。
So the New Testament and Old Testament cannot be separated.
新约是旧约历史的属灵的解释。
And so the New Testament is an spiritual explanation of the Old Testament.
那新约一共有二十七卷。
So there are 27 books in the New Testament.
那二十七卷的圣经里面分作四部分。
And through in these 27 books, they are separated into four parts. On page E2, there's a graph.
第一部分是历史。
And first is historical.
所以历史就是马太、马可、路加、约翰。
And the books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
还有使徒行传。
And also the book of Acts.
那前面四卷是主耶稣的历史。
And the first four talk about the history of Jesus Christ.
提到他怎么降生。
How he came to be born.
他讲什么？他做什么
？What he said and what he did.
他怎么死？怎么复活？怎么升
天？How he died, how he resurrected, how he ascended to heaven.
那使徒行传就是讲他升天以后，门徒怎么把他的交代把它完成。
And in the book of Acts, talks about how after Jesus Christ ascended, how the apostles fulfilled the work that Jesus Christ gave to them.And how they preach the gospel from Jerusalem all the way to the ends of the world.
So
these five books are historical books.
因此，圣经新约圣经的是基督教的开始。
And the New Testament is the beginning of Christianity.
那在使徒行传第二章是基督教的开始。
And in Acts.Chapter 2 talks about the beginning of the church.
那基督教的开始是从历史的事实里面可以找得到证据。
And through historical records, we can find evidence of the beginning of Christianity.
这不是虚构的。
And this is not empty.
那使徒行传以后。
After Acts.
就是保罗，就是书信。
Are the epistles.
那书信又分作两种。
And there are two types of epistles.
一个是保罗的书信。
And the first are epistles written by Paul.
那另外一个是保罗以外的书信。
And the second are epistles that are not written by Paul.
那保罗的书信又分作两部分。
And Paul's epistles have there's two different types.
三部分。
Oh, three different.
第一个就是还没有下监狱前。
And the first is before he was imprisoned.
那第二个是下监狱的时候写的。
And the second is when he was in prison.
那第三个就是下监狱以后放出来写的。
And the third is the epistles that he writes after he was freed from prison.
那保罗写大概二十七卷里面，他写十三卷。
So out of the 27 books, he wrote 13 of them.
那其他的都是其他的人写的。
And the other epistles were written by other people.
希伯来书如果算保罗写的，保罗就写十四卷。
And if the book of Hebrews, and we consider it that, if we consider that Paul wrote it, then he would have written 14 books.
那书信之外，最后就是预言书。
And after the epistles are the prophetic books.
就是。
Which is the book of Revelations.
那启示录就是在描写主耶稣再来要发生的事情。
And in the book of Revelation, it prophesizes about when Jesus Christ is going to come again.
以及他要发生的事情。
And the things that will happen then.
那启示录就是指旧天地的物质天地的结束。
And it talks about, the book of Revelation talks about the end of the physical world.
然后是新天新地的 开始。
And the beginning of the new earth and new heaven.
所以我们读这本圣经啊，开始就是讲天，创世纪就是讲天地的开始。
And when we begin the Bible, the Genesis talks about the creation of the world.
那最后一本启示录是物质天地的结束。
And in the book of Revelation, talks about the end of the physical world.
属灵天地的开始。
And the beginning of the spiritual world.
所以这个整本圣经啊，有开始有结束。
So the whole Bible has a beginning and an end.
那从地上开始，从天上结束，要最后呢要到天。
And so it begins on earth and ends in the heavenly kingdom.
那圣经的新约圣经写的不是啊，它编的顺序不是用年代的顺序。
And the order of the books in the New Testament is not written.It's not in chronological order.
新约圣经它编的顺序是用它的那个逻辑的顺序。
And the New Testament put in order through logic.
Yeah, 也就是说，主耶稣降生啊，然后在门徒传福音这样，照着它逻辑的顺序。
So and through logic, beginning with Jesus, his birth and until the Acts, and so on and so forth.
好，然后到最后就是啊，回到天国。
And in the last book is when we return to heaven in the ending.
那在这个第二个图表里面可以看到大约它的年代。
And in the second table, we can see an approximate date.
这个年代的工作参考没有办法完全是考证到一定是多少年。
And these dates are all approximate, and we cannot know the exact date.
如果我们看四福音里面第一卷应该是马可福音。
And if we look at the first gospel, Mark is the first, should be the first one.
整本的圣经第一卷应该是新约圣经应该是雅各书。
And the first book written in the New Testament is the book of James.
大概公元45-49。
Which is written in 45-49 AD.
那最后一卷启示录。
And the last book, Revelations.
那是公元90-95。
And was written in 90-95 AD.
所以第一卷到最后一卷前后大概差50年。
So from the first book written to the last one, the difference took about 50 years between them.
那这个新约圣经是怎么变成一本圣经？
So how did these New Testament books become one Bible?
那原来在写圣经的时候都有一个特定的对象。
And because in when writing these books, there is a special purpose.
比方说，保罗写信给哥林多教会。
So for example, when Paul writes to the church in Corinth,
哥林多教会。
Or the church in Ephesus,
腓立比教会。
Or the church in Philippi,
哥罗西教会。
Or the church in Colossus.
那这个收到信的他们就在那里流传，大家来听。
And those who receive these letters keep them, and so that everyone can read them.
那因为这是神的话，神感动人心的。
Because these are words of God that God moved a person to write.
所以大家就觉得这个很有造就。
So they felt that it was very edifying.
所以就抄了，就流传。
So they copy it and give it to.Spread it to others.
传啊，就散布，传出去了。
And they spread it to other people out.
我们现在电脑是这样一打这个电子邮件的信箱，一按滑鼠就全部跑掉，都送出去了。
And today, when we use our computers, we can just by pressing a button, we can send messages to other people.
那个时候他们是用抄的，然后抄完就到处去流传。
However, in the past, they had to copy it, and they would, that's how they would pass the message along.
那以后逐渐就把它收集，教会就把它收集。
And so later on, the church would collect these letters.
那前后这个时间大概经过350年。
And so the time frame is about 350 years.
所以第一本流传到最后一本把它收成好像一本圣经，大概经过350年。
So to have all these books collected as to become one Bible took about 350 years.
那这个350年在初代的教会，他们都有很详细的查考查这
the time, they had to examine if this was the word of God, and if it was edifying.
那到公元的三百九十七年。
So by 397.That this would be a part of the Bible.
So, 这个有一个流传的历史。
So this, there is an historical detail.
所以这最后的图表就这样子。
And so these became the collection of the books of the New Testament.
它是什么形状？
And so this is how we call them.
那我们现在就开始来进入第一部分历史书。
So let us go to the first historical book.
这个历史书包括 五卷。
So there are five historical books.
那前面四卷马太、马可、路加、约翰大概占46%，新约圣经的46%。
So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are about 46% of the New Testament.
那如果再加上使徒行传，大概是占新约圣经的60%。
And if we include the book of Acts, it is about 60% of the New Testament.
哦，所以圣经里面呢、历史。事实的书大概有60%。
So the historical books are about 60% of the New Testament.
所以这个基督教是根据历史事实的。
So Christianity is based on historical fact.
那使徒行传跟四福音的关系是什么？
So what is the relation between the four Gospels and the Book of Acts?
其实使徒行传的作者跟路加福音
So the author of Acts and Luke are the same. It's the same.
我们可以看这个使徒行传第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
所以这里他第一个讲前书，前书就是路加福音。
So it's here in verse 1 it says the former account, which is the book of Luke.
那这个路加福音就接到使徒行传。
So the book of Luke connects to the book of Acts.
那使徒行传在写什么？
So what is the book of Acts writing about?
就是第八节。
And that is verse 8.
圣灵降临在你身上，要得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
So this is the whole, from the beginning until the end of the chapter.
And so this is how the Book of Acts does until the end of the earth.
Let's look at the
second point.
马太、马可、路加叫做共观。
And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the Gospels. Oh, Synoptic Gospel.
所谓共观就是说这三卷书把它放在一起这样平行来看。
And if we can compare these three Gospels. Because,
那这个三卷书里面有很多共同点。
And Matthew, Mark, Luke have many common areas.
那约翰福音就没有列在。
And John is not included in these.
因为约翰福音跟马太、马可、路加非常不同。
Because the book of John is very different from Matthew, Mark, Luke, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
因为约翰福音比较注重主耶稣的神性。
Because the book of John talk about Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
那这个前面三卷的圣经既然是 共观福音，所以它有它的共同点。
So Matthew, Mark, and Luke have very common areas.
可以从第二点的 A、B、C 到 G 来看。
So let us look at point two on page E3 from A through G.
第一个共同点就是施洗约来宣告弥赛亚。
And the first point is that John the Baptist announces the Messiah.
那这个在马太、马可、路加三个福音都有。
And this is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那第二个共同点。
And the second common point.
就是主耶稣受洗。
Is the baptism of Jesus.
那第三个共同点是主耶稣受试探。
And the third common point is the temptation of Jesus.
第四个就是主耶稣的教训跟神迹。
And the fourth is the teaching and miracles of Jesus.
第五个是主耶稣的变貌。
And the fifth is the transfiguration of Jesus.
第六个是主耶稣钉十字架。
The sixth is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
第七个是主耶稣的复活。
And the seventh is the Jesus Christ's resurrection.
所以这个三卷福音里面七个共同的。
And so these first three gospels have seven common areas.
那第三点我们就来想啊，那为什么同一个人要用四卷的书来描写同一个人？
And so let's look at the third point. Why do we need to use four books to talk about one person?
我们如果看那个建筑师在设计建筑图。
And if we look at the architect and the blueprint,
到最后他一定会给你前面、后面、左边、右边的图。
And looking at that picture, that they will always have a front, back, left, and right.
所以你四边都看，你就对哦，这个房子盖完大概会像什么。
So you'll be able to see all four sides and see how the house will look like.
那现在如果进到了 Google 的地图。
And if we look at the Google map,
你家的房子，你可以从前面看，你可以从后面看，你可以左边看，可以从右边看。
And you can see your house from the front, back, left, and right.
所以对自己的房子就看得很清楚。
So you'll be able to see your house very clearly.
那要认识主耶稣。
And to know, for us to know Jesus Christ.
这个是我们信仰最重要的一环。
And this is something that is very important to our faith.
因为整本圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
And because the main character of the whole Bible is Jesus Christ.
所以这个主耶稣借着四卷的福音，就是从四个不同的方向来看这一个人。
And so through the four Gospels, we will know four different perspectives of Jesus Christ.
就看得更清楚。
So that we can see even more clearly.
我们看马太十六章。
Let's look at Matthew 16.
马太十六章的。
Matthew
16:14。
Matthew 16:14。
十三节。
Oh, verse 13.
耶稣问门徒说：“人说我的儿子是谁？”
13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am? The Son of Man am."
然后最后的答案是什么
？And what is the answer?
十六节。
16.
西门彼得回答说。
16. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God." And Jesus Christ replied that he had great wisdom. And this is what the kingdom of heaven has told him.
那我们知道，在以西结书里面，还有启示录都有讲到圣徒。
And in Ezekiel and in Revelation talks about four living creatures.
Yeah, 四活物是什么？
And what are the four living creatures?
四活物是什么？
What are the four living creatures?
有没有狗？
Is there a dog?
有没有老虎？
Is there a lion?
有没有兔子？
Is there a rabbit?
四活物是。第一个是什么？狮子。第二个，人。第三个，牛。第四个，老鹰。 这个是火。
So these are the four living creatures.
那一个完全的人啊，应该有四火的特性。
So a complete person will have all four characteristics of these animals.
那主耶稣是一个完全的人。
And Jesus Christ is a perfect man.
所以有的人就用这个四火物啊来表达这个四个福音，然后写的重点不太一样。
And so they use these four living creatures when in these four gospels.
马太福音。
In the book of Matthew.
主耶稣。在传福音的第一句话跟施洗约传福音的第一句话是什么
？And what are the first words of Jesus Christ when he is preaching？
天国近。天国近。
Oh, that he will see him in heaven。
主耶稣传道的第一句话，天国近。
Oh, that the heaven。
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Oh, okay.
这个天国 ，Kingdom of heaven.
So the kingdom of heaven.
既然叫做 kingdom of heaven， 就是表示这个国有一个王。
And so talking about the kingdom of heaven, that there must be a king.
所以才叫做 kingdom.
That is why it is a kingdom.
那这个王是谁
？So who is the king?
这个王就是以赛亚。
The king is the Messiah,
就是主耶稣
which is Jesus Christ.
这个就是马太福音的重点。
And this is the most important point of Matthew.
就是主耶稣好像狮子。
And that the Lord Jesus Christ is like a lion.
非常有权柄。
And he has authority.
他在世界上管理统治。
And that he has power.He has power in this world, and he is king.
这是马太福音里面讲的天国近了，接下去描写就是在讲他是一个王。
And the, so the theme of the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那马可福音。
And for the book of Mark.
就是在讲主耶稣好像是牛。
And talks about how Jesus Christ is like an ox.
那所以他是。
So he is a servant. He is a servant of the Lord. So he came to suffer and to serve. And the Luke, book of Luke.
Is talking about Jesus as a man.
And that Jesus Christ is the Son of Man.
So he came to suffer and to serve.
To earth to forgive us, to sympathize with us.
约翰福音呢
And the book of John.
约翰福音，就像老鹰。
And he is like an eagle.
老鹰就是远离尘世。
And he transcends the earth.
高飞在上。
And he is very high in the air.
所以他是超越世俗。
So.Transcend the earth.
So he is the Son of God.
So he is the Son of God.
这个四个福音哦，在描写同一个人，他的重点方向不太一样。
And so even though these four gospels are talking about the same person, the main point of each book is a little different.
所以马太福音在讲到耶稣是王啊，他有主权来管理统治这个世界。
And so in the book of Matthew, it talks about how Jesus Christ is king and that he has authority over the earth.
马可福音是在讲主耶稣的谦卑。
And in the book of Mark, it talks about the humility of Jesus Christ and his servitude.
那路加福音是在讲主耶稣是一个最完全的人。
And in the book of Luke, it talks about Jesus Christ being a perfect man.
然后约翰福音是在讲主耶稣的神性。
And the book of John talks about Jesus Christ being the Son of God.
所以为什么同一个人需要用四本书来描写
？So why do we need four books to talk about one person？
我们对耶稣问那个问题：你说我是谁
？And so it is like Jesus Christ's question: Who do you think I am？
那这个四福音读完了，我们就对这个问题有了清楚的答案。
And after reading these four gospel books, we'll have a very clear answer to this question.
所以，为什么在历史书里面有四卷来介绍主耶稣？So
that is why in the historical books there are four books talking about Jesus Christ.
那我们现在就进到来介绍主耶稣，马太福音。So
now we will go into the book of Matthew.
那今天我们到马太福音，那以后从明天开始每一节大概要介绍两本书。So
tonight we will talk about the book of Matthew, and after this class, every class will talk about two books.
所以我们的作业就是把新约圣经读完。So
our homework is to read every book in the New Testament.
那这样我们才知道我们在介绍什么，不然你get lost，你想到我们在讲什么。And
that that way you will know what we are learning. If not, you will get lost.
那马太福音的主题。So
the main theme of the book of Matthew.
看第十章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
17节。Verse 17. 从那个时候，耶稣就传起福音来说，天国近了。
17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
那从第一章一直到第十章是介绍耶稣。And
from chapter 1 all to chapter 4 talks about Jesus Christ as a person.
对，第一章开始有家谱。So
in chapter 1 there is a genealogy.
证明耶稣是人。And
to prove that Jesus Christ is a man.
那家谱里面有亚伯拉罕、大卫。And
that in his genealogy there's Abraham and David.
因为圣经都有预言亚伯拉罕的后代、大卫的后代要出一个王，就是耶稣。Because
there has been prophecies in the Old Testament that in the line of Abraham and David that there will be a king.
那接下去就是讲主耶稣怎么出生，从怀孕生子。And
in later on in the chapter talks about how Jesus Christ was born through a virgin.
第二章就是在讲，主耶稣出生的时候发生什么事情。And
chapter 2 talks about what happened when Jesus was born.
接下去耶稣到埃及。And
later on, Jesus Christ is taken to Egypt.
然后第二章结束，耶稣回到拿撒勒。And
in the end of chapter 2 talks about how he went back to Nazareth.
耶稣生在
And Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
但长大在拿撒勒。But
he grew up in Nazareth.
所以有人又称就拿撒勒耶稣。And
so he is called Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
所以一个瞎眼的人问说，哎，到底发生什么事情？So
when a blind man asked, "What is going on?"
怎么这么多人走来走去？Why
are there so many people walking around?
就介绍说，这是拿撒勒耶稣。And
this they say this is Jesus of Nazareth.
那拿但耶稣。 拿撒勒能够出什么好东西？And
Nathaniel said, "What good can come from Nazareth?"
所以这个拿撒勒耶稣从这里来，因为他在拿撒勒长大。So
that is how Jesus Nazareth came about to be called that because he came from this place.
那第三章就讲施洗约翰来为主耶稣铺路。And
chapter 3 talks about John the Baptist preparing the way, telling people to repent, and to introduce Jesus Christ to everyone.
那接下去就主耶稣受洗。And
then talks about the baptism of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣受洗以后，后来就是受试探。And
after he is Jesus Christ baptized, and he is tempted.
受试探以后开始传福音。After
he is tempted, he preaches the gospel.
就开始要做王，做属灵的王。And
and this is when he becomes a spiritual king.
那这个就是在讲我们一个人要服侍神。
And for us to serve God, we need to go through the steps that Jesus Christ went through. First, we need to be baptized. Second, we need to receive the Holy Spirit. Third, we need to go through trials. We have to go through temptation and to overcome Satan. And It is only then that we're able to serve God.
Because
if we're not able to overcome Satan, then how can we serve God? And because when we are serving God, we are expanding the heavenly kingdom. And this will be in conflict with the kingdom of Satan.
So the
conflict is battle. And so in chapter 4, it talks about how Jesus overcomes the temptation by Satan. And after that, he goes out to preach the gospel.
And
in the book of Matthew, and some of the key words in the book of Matthew is that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And that Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews. And this is one of the main concepts in this whole book.
And
in from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter
7.
This is the Sermon on the Mount. So some people say that this is the constitution of heaven, of the heavenly kingdom.
And
for the kingdom of heaven to be manifested, these three have to, we have to see these from these three chapters. And the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount talks about blessings. The Beatitudes. And so for the Jesus Christ kingdom to come on earth is so that we can receive blessings. And if we look closely at the blessings, what is the first Beatitude? What is the first blessing? Shall be comforted. What is the third blessing? He shall inherit the earth. So if when you inherit the earth, that means you are prosperous and that you have a land.
And
what is that land? This is not a physical land, but a spiritual land. This is our faith. What is the next blessing? They shall be filled. And we will be satisfied in our hearts. And what is the next blessing? And they shall obtain mercy. And we will receive mercy from God. What is the next blessing?
见到神,
they shall see God.
见到神是我们一生最大的满足。
And our greatest contentment in our life is to see God.
所谓见到神就是体验神。
Because to see God is to experience Him.
那再下一个福气是,
what is the next blessing?
神的儿子。
They shall be called sons of God.
这个叫尊贵的身份。
And this is a precious status.
好了，最后一个福是什么？
What is the last blessing?
天国跟地府同样。
Is that theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
好，那现在得到这个八福，这个福气是神给我们。
So for us to receive these beatitudes is from God.
但是人要努力。
But we need to work, be diligent at it.
那努力就是有那个心啊，每一个福都有一个心的改变。
And for each each of these blessings, we need to have a change in our hearts. So the first, we need to be... in verse 3, it says that we need to be poor in spirit. That we need to be poor in spirit. That is the first action that we must do to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the second requirement for the second beatitude are those who mourn. And the third requirement in the third beatitude is that we need to be meek. And the fourth is that we need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the fifth, we need to be merciful. And the sixth, we need to be pure in heart. And the seventh, we need to be peacemakers. And the tenth, we need to be willing to be persecuted for righteousness'
sake.
So God wants to give us these blessings, but we need to change ourselves.
这是我们要付出的代价.
And these are the sacrifices that we need to make.
如果我们愿意改变,
if we are willing to change, then these blessings will become ours.
所以我们进到神的国,
and so when we enter the kingdom of heaven, the first is that we will receive blessings. Which begins when we change ourselves.
啊,登山宝训还有很多的道,
there are other many messages in the Sermon on the Mount.
啊,都是实际,
and all of these messages are very practical and applicable in our life.
啊,它里面有提到一个人很重要做人的一个目标,
and it talks about a very important goal of how for us.
啊,做人,
how we be a person.
第五章的48节,
and which is in chapter 5, verse 48. 48, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
啊,
this is our goal.
所以我一生要追求什么?
So what is in our life, what are we going after? We need to pursue to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
所以信仰不是说受洗,
and in our faith is not just to be baptized and everything is and receive the Holy Spirit and everything is okay. We need to continue to learn and know how our Heavenly Father is perfect. So that we can change ourselves to become perfect. And in chapter 6 also talks about the true treasure. In verse 19, which is not on earth, which is in heaven. These are spiritual. And next talks about the things you need in heaven. What do you eat and drink? And that is all for us. And 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. And chapter 7 talks about how we should not break our relationship with people. In chapter 6, there is the Lord's Prayer. And from verse 9 to verse 13. And this tells us what is the content of our prayer should be like. There are six requests. There are six requests in the Lord's Prayer. And these are split in two. From verse 9 and 10. And so it is asking for God to fulfill us. To fulfill God's needs.
那后面三个才求我们的需要。
And the last three verses talk about asking God to fulfill our needs.
所以这个有一个优先顺序。
So there is an order.
要先求人的需要满足，再求我们的需要。
So we need to first fulfill God's needs before we fulfill our own.
那神的需要第一个是什么？
What is the first thing that God needs from us?
求神的名得到荣耀。
Is to give glory to His name.
第二个需要。
The second.
神的国降临。
Is for God's kingdom to come.
第三个需要。
The third.
神的旨意行在地上。
Is that for your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个要放在祷告的前面。
These are what we should put in the beginning of our prayers.
那我们的需要，第一个祷告，生活需要神给我们。
So the second part, we pray for what we need in our daily life.
第二个要求神赦免我们的罪。
The second is to ask God to forget our sins.
第三个。
And the third,
神不要让我们遇到试探和试炼。
And for us to not be led into temptation.
那我们先看到这个六个祷告的内容。
And let us look at the six of these, the contents of this prayer.
我们最常祷告什么？
Where do we most often pray about?
这个六个我们最常祷告都是第几点？
Which point of these six do we pray mostly about?
知道我的问题吗？有六个祈求哈。
So,
我们通常祷告都集中在哪一个祈求？
So there are six requests or six points in this prayer. Which point do we mostly pray about?
Number five and six. Five. 免我们的债，如同我们免了人债，不叫遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So,
that's your prayer.
Verse 12 and verse 13.
Thank God.
Thank God.
我看到一般人最常祷告的是十一节。
Most of us often pray for in verse 11.
因为你现在小孩子都是你爸爸在付学费，所以十一节不需要祷告，回家家冰箱一打开来就有东西吃。
Because as a student, you don't have to worry about food because when you open the refrigerator, your parents would have put food in there already.
有一天你结婚了。
One day when you're married.
有孩子有车子。
When you have children, when you have a children, wife, a house, and car, then your prayer will become like verse 11.
那十一节的现在的话是什么？
So, and in verse 11, in today's term, is talking about work.
因为日用的也是从钱来的，钱从工作。
Because our daily bread comes from our money, comes from money which is we receive from work.
所以我们现在祷告都偏重在什么？物质上、肉体上、精神上的需要。
So mostly when we pray, it's for our material needs.
但是这样的祷告没有完全。
However, this prayer is not complete.
如果我们祷告要完全，就祷告了主导的每一句话都要得到祈求。
So in order for our prayer to be complete, we need to have all six of these points in our prayer.
就从现在开始。
Beginning from right now.
你们 NYTS 十四天的祷告，要包括这祷告的每一点。
And in every one of our prayers in these next 14 days, NYTS, we need to have these six points included.
那我们的灵性才会完全。
So that our spirit will be complete.
好，那接下去就是在提到以后就是。八章到十章在提到主耶稣的权柄。
And in from chapter 8 to chapter 10 talks about the authority of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣显很多神迹。
So he completed many miracles.
医病赶鬼。
He healed illnesses and cast out demons.
平静风海。
And he calmed the seas.
医治瘫子。
And healed the lame.
医治瞎眼。
Healed the blind.
所以彰显他的神的权柄。
So he showed his authority as king.
那到了马太福音的十三章。
And when we however when we go to Matthew chapter 13.
这是天国的比喻。
And it is the parables about the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国的比喻共有六个。
So there are six parables of the kingdom of heaven.
就是神的国变的历史。
And it's the history of the kingdom of God.
从撒种开始。
And beginning with the sower.
主耶稣升天以后就开始传福
And after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, the disciples began to preach the first parable.
最后一个比喻,
and the last parable
啊,就是四十七节,
is in verse 47.
啊,撒网鱼捕上来然后分好的收起来不好的丢掉。
And is when you cast a net into the sea and when you pick up what you get, you separate the bad from the good.
这就是主耶稣再来。
This is when Jesus Christ comes again.
啊,要分。
Will need to separate.
不好丢掉好的回到天国。
To separate the good to go to heaven and to throw away the bad.
所以十三章的六个比喻就是从使徒传福音一直到真耶稣教会最末了主耶稣来审判。
So six parables in chapter 13 talk about from when Jesus Christ ascends to heaven and the apostles are preaching to the true Jesus Church in the end times.And a lot of the same teachings will be repeated in the book of Mark. In Matthew chapter
23.
And chapter 23 talks about people who are outside of the gate of the kingdom of heaven. This is the Pharisees.And those who are very familiar with the Bible.
但是已经在门口进不去。
However, they are not able to enter.
为什么进不去？
Why are they not able to enter?
所以他二十三章就提到他的灾祸。
And in 23, it talks about what will happen to them.
那从二十四章开始。
From chapter 24.
就在讲世界末了的预兆。
And he talks, Jesus Christ talks about the end times.
二十五章就是怎么预备世界。
And in 25, chapter 25 talks about how they can prepare themselves for the end times.
世界末日就是有三个比喻。
And there are three parables.
十个童女的比喻。
The parable of ten virgins.
就是我们要发光。
And that is we need to shine our light and give glory to God.
接下去就是按才干守责任。
And the second is the parable of the talents.
Yeah, 这个就是要服侍神。
And that is we need to serve God.
那第三个就是山羊绵羊的比喻。
And the third is the parable of the lost.
山羊绵羊。
Oh, the goats and the sheep.
这个就是要爱心。
And that is we need to have love.
所以审判的三个标准。
So these are the three judgments.
那马太福音到最后就是主耶稣被钉死。
And in the end of Matthew is Jesus Christ being crucified and resurrected. Let's look at chapter 28.
Matthew 28, verse 17.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying,All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19.
所以你要使万民做我的门徒，侍奉圣父，奉圣父圣子的施洗。
19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣这个大有能力。
So the name of Jesus Christ is very powerful.
第一章他是前面他生在木匠的家庭。
So he was born in a carpenter's family. And however, at the end, his name has power over everything. Because he is the Messiah and he is the king. And he tells his disciples to preach this gospel. And which is the gospel that Jesus Christ is king.This is an overview of Matthew. So tomorrow morning we'll talk about the book of Mark and Luke. So tonight your homework is to read the book of Mark and Luke. So just skim over the book very quickly to see what it is talking about. Now let us bow our heads and pray in silence.